Fucking Count Chocula. All right, we back. Part two, the motherfucking Marine podcast. Parasolid Marines. We tougher than them Hollywood Marines.
CRD San Diego and that bitch. You know what it is, Nick.
I don't even know what he just said. But
MCRD San Diego in this bitch.
I don't know what this nigga just said.
Parasolid. All day, every day.
Parasolid, my nigga. So, all right, we're going to let everybody else decide Hollywood versus Parasolid Marines. So, all right. So, all right, let's get into this real quick. So, and this topic right here is something, this is something I have some experience with because obviously I was in the Marine Corps, but my wife's in the Army and she got a stack. I mean, it didn't even make no sense, the amount of ribbons and awards she has. I mean, bro, it looked like a paragraph. So, the question is...
It looked like a paragraph. It's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, bro, it's
her stat
bro,
looked like Chesty Puller. She over there looking like Chesty. It.
Matter of fact, while you guys are talking, I'm gonna go get it. I'm gonna show y'all. I gotta hold this shit up with two hands. So, why is it hard? Bro, it's like ridiculous. I don't know... All right, so anyway, so the question is, why is it harder to earn ribbons and awards in the Marines versus the other branches of the military? Because that is the thing. So in case people don't know, for some reason in the Marine Corps, it's harder to earn ribbons and awards. And just in case you don't know what ribbons and awards are, when you look at a person in the military in their uniform, their nice uniform, they're looking all nice, on their chest, you see like a bunch of fucking colorful little awards and ribbons and medals and shit. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. No, I know. I'm talking about like for regular people, not veterans, because there's a lot of regular people listening to this shit. So just so y'all know, it's harder to get those awards in the Marine Corps for some reason versus the other branches. That's what I was saying right now. Whoever wants to go first. Maybe the guys that deployed, Trell and JR, if y'all want to elaborate. Oh. Maybe, you know, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's the structure is a little bit different because I know, go ahead. I know that, I don't know this for sure, but from what I've heard, I think other branches kind of like get like medals and ribbons for like shooting. Like when they go to, you know, when we go to the range, we qualify, you're either going to be an expert, sharpshooter, or marksman or whatever.
Pizza box, baby. I'm a pizza box for life. You heard?
Somebody
pizza box for life, gang.
Put that wrist. That means you can't shoot, bro.
That means I can't shoot. That means I can't shoot because I was a pizza box.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What that shit means.
Oh, that's Mark.
There's
that's
three
like
levels of shooting. There's hold three on, levels of shooting,
on.
Rich.
Hold on. This is a separate topic. Well, save this topic, and I'm gonna elaborate. But let's talk about this. We'll elaborate on that right after.
All right, but anyway, so yeah, I think that. I think that's what it is. They get like these crazy ass stacks just because, you know, just doing like regular shit that we just normally do. You know, hold on one second.
Well, I'll continue on that a little bit. I think for me, my logic of it is I think the Marine Corps is just stingy. You know, it's that whole keeping you down and down and out. It's like you can go do excellent and do all this other gung-ho stuff, and the Marine Corps be like, pat you on the back, good job, and that's about it. That's at least my logic or thinking behind it. But go ahead, Troy.
I definitely agree. It's definitely like that. I think it's like, you know, they'll give you some paper, but as far as like giving you some chest candy, no, you ain't gonna get no chest candy.
I mean, I serve with dudes that have the same deployments that I do, or did one deployment here at the VFW, and like, you know, their army, them dudes have four or five rows, and I'm over here, they're looking at me, and they're like, yo, you did two deployments, and you were in 6 years, and you got 2.5 rows. It's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, bro, it's not me, it's the Marine Corps.
I mean, that's the standard that we hold ourselves to, though. At the same time, like, I don't give a fuck about they colorful ass chest. That shit don't mean shit. The last time I checked, nigga, we avoided Purple Hearts. We avoided combat action. If you got it, good for you. But shit, if you did get it, you ain't the lucky one. There ain't no good shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Who wants a purple heart? Who the fuck want to get shot?
For real. I don't.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That nigga Tessie Puller got shot like 9 times, like 50 cents. And all he got was a ribbon. Like, that shit crazy, dog. He got shot multiple times in multiple wars, though. That's what makes it even more crazy.
My boy got blown up in Afghanistan, and he didn't, like, really get shit for that shit when he got out the Marine Corps. I'm like, damn, bro, your ass too macho. You better start crying or something.
Yeah, nigga. You better cry.
Yeah.
I think it's just that. The Marine Corps, you know, like, my brother's in the Army. That dude out of boot camp came out with 3 ribbons. Meanwhile, I went to boot camp because the Army, they give you a boot camp ribbon. They give you like their SOI version of a ribbon, and then you come out with a National Defense ribbon. So it's like,
we super selfish out here.
Meanwhile, we went into boot camp, and all I came out with was a National Defense ribbon. They ain't gonna reward you for passing boot camp or FOI or MCT. You know, I'm like,
yeah, they're not gonna do that.
That's what I think about why it's, you know, the difference between the branches and us with when it comes to the ribbon.
Yeah, they want us disgruntled. No, look, they want us disgruntled. They want us mean. They want us mad. And, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do all this stuff, and we're not going to...
We get treated like the evil stepchild of the military, bro. We the evil stepchild. We don't get no new shit. We don't get nothing new.
Facts.
Everything is hand-me-down from 1950.
80.
We probably got World War II candies,
bro,
nigga.
Bro, I didn't start getting, like, high-speed gear until I got to Anglico, which is like kind of like a high-speed unit. Not really, but it is. And that's when I think that's really just what it boils down to. The Marine Corps just ain't got enough money, and they ain't about to be handing shit out.
Hell yeah. I was in Iraq. If you try to tactically acquire some shit from them, they gonna make you pay for that shit. Don't think you got off with some sappies, nigga. They took that shit out of your check.
It would have been
Shit. My nigga Ace calling from jail. All
right, go ahead. Hey, yeah. We got a jail call, players.
I ain't gonna be able to hear him. Yo, just keep talking. He's only gonna talk to me for like 10 minutes. Keep it going.
I was gonna say, when I went to Iraq, we had a M79 hand grenade launcher from Vietnam with us. We're like, yo, what the fuck?
Like that shit ain't hitting shit, bro.
Bro, that's crazy.
I got them old school Vietnam guys around town. They'd be like, yo, that shit was the shit in Vietnam. I'm like, bro, I wasn't supposed to have that in Iraq. Why was it in Iraq?
It's like, my nigga, we in the desert. Why the fuck do we have this?
I don't know about Iraq, but shit, in Afghanistan, when I was leaving, the ROEs were so crazy that you wouldn't even be able to engage with nothing like that. We weren't even allowed to engage with our 50 unless, you know what I'm saying, unless shit hit the fan, but yeah, no, you're not doing all that.
Now, when I was in Iraq, it was like that, because it was like, I was in Iraq when Obama got elected.
Yeah.
So I was in Iraq when he took office, and right after that, the REs were like, yo, you had to go through a whole step, like, you got to wave a flag, then you got to shoot a flare, then you got to shoot a warning shot. And then after all that, you can light the dude up or the car up. And I was like, bro, what?
You know, that's wild. That's wild to me.
I ain't gonna lie. I would love to be in Fallujah when that shit was kicking off like it was kicking off, bro. I felt like they were just letting them niggas play with their guns out there.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got on that, but yeah, so the ribbon thing.
Combat actions.
Yeah, no, I think JR hit it on the head, though. I just think, I definitely agree. I think that it's just like a really selfish thing that I think they just want us like mad. You know what I'm saying? They just want us to be, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, real talk. No political shit, right? So how y'all niggas feel about Obama now? now that you out, Trail, and you seen the murder and slaying shit that this nigga was on by our hands, technically, how do you feel about Obama?
Well, first of all, I don't do politics, so that's already, like, I think everybody kind of got their hand in some evil as far as politics.
Well, shit, he tricked me into politics. I'll say that. Obama tricked my nigga ass into knowing who the presidents was. Like, I ain't give a fuck about Bush. I grew up in the, fuck George Bush. He ain't our president. George Bush don't care about black people. That's the era I grew up in. You feel me? So we ain't have no respect for the president. That respect was gained back with Obama. But when Obama came into office, that nigga became the slayer of America. He killed more niggas than all. He up there with slavery, bro. He killed more niggas damn near than slavery. It's a damn shame. My nigga off Gaddafi. He killed Gaddafi, bro. That was the worst thing he could have possibly did. He fucking have Osama bin Laden dead for years. Then when polls was getting bad, we about to get reelected again, decided to drop his body off. Y'all remember that shit? When they found Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that shit?
They dumped him in the ocean.
They just dumped his ass in the ocean with some pictures. That shit been had happened, dog. That shit had been happened. We been know they got that nigga, bro.
I was in Iraq when he came into the presidency. I voted for his ass because I wasn't expecting to go to Iraq right away. So I was like, yo, this dude promised to end the war. I was like, that's my man. I voted for his ass.
He promised to end the war and we was in that bitch for 20 years. Ain't that some
bro,
shit?
Yeah, and that's fucked up because you went right in. Damn.
Yeah. So,
you went right so in, no like, condom, nigga. Raw dog war, nigga. You raw dog war.
He's literally those stories you hear about. Like, motherfuckers hit the fleet for like 2 seconds and they already like in Iraq and Afghanistan and shit. That's it.
Yeah, bro. He the story that you see on the movies. Niggas join boot camp. You know what I'm saying? Hey, where are you going? You're going to Iraq, son. Ship up.
So when he became president, I mean, I voted for him because I was like, yo, this dude's going to get me out of Iraq. But now afterwards, now that I'm out and he's, you know, done, I ain't going to lie. You're right, KB. That dude, he killed a lot of people. He dropped a lot of drones. Let's just put it that way.
He was the archangel of death. Said, hey, I think I see him. Boom, nigga. I think I see him. Boom. That's Obama, G. That nigga was killing the fuck out of them niggas with them drones. Killing us with the drones. Like, and I don't, like, that's what I'm saying, bro. I'll be afraid to go to war. If America went to a civil war, America just, we dumb. We wouldn't last, bro. They got drones, nigga. They ain't got to send nobody to kill American citizens. They can send robots. Them drones ain't no joke, dog. You gonna have a motherfucker kill you from Vegas in a goddamn bunker somewhere by pushing a button. Like, I ain't fucking with America, G. They too powerful. Like, that shit wild as hell. And that's what other motherfuckers need to realize. Like, America's government and military has been pristine for the last 70 years, dog.
For real.
Like, come on, my nigga. Like, we dropped the nuke. Like, that shit crazy. Oh, these niggas is ruthless.
You drop the hammer.
They dropped, you know what I mean? They dropped a nuke. You don't think they'll deploy a drone to your motherfucking, your compound? You know what I mean? You don't think they'll do? Like, I think about this shit all the time. Waco. Y'all remember Waco, Ruby Ridge, them type of incidents?
Yeah.
Like, I see some shit like that happening. Once they start using, like, the drones and shit to take care of them type of situations, that's when you're going to start different shit. Speaking of another veteran, do y'all remember Chris Dorner? I think that nigga name was. He was a cop in LA.
Oh, the Navy guy.
Yeah, the Navy nigga. So, do y'all know the story of him? How he was like, he was working for the LAPD, and he was about to be a whistleblower, about to tell a whole bunch of shit. So then they tried to make him like a fugitive. So he went and hide in Big Bear. and had like a 7-day standoff where he killed a whole bunch of motherfuckers. Like he went in like on a whole killing spree. And it ended in Big Bear. You know how they got that nigga?
How they get him?
I thought they sent a SWAT, nigga.
Oh, they sent a SWAT robot, nigga, and blew that nigga up.
Oh, for real?
They blew Chris Dorner up, bro. A veteran.
Damn.
So, I heard that's a whole conspiracy theory on that about, you know, he, like you said, he was a whistleblower. He was gonna like leak some deep stuff out on like on the whole government and stuff like that, and they made him out to be the bad guy.
Yep, I believe that shit. Cause ain't no nigga hiding like that. You know what I mean? Ain't no nigga going on a killing spree on cops willingly. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be mentally insane to willingly go onto a killing spree with cops unless them cops is actually trying to take your life. And as a Navy SEAL, a former Navy SEAL, my ROE is gonna change in my brain. I'm gonna kill them before they kill me because obviously they're trying to kill me for telling on these niggas.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to kill him. He hid. The nigga ran. The Big Bear. Y'all niggas been the Big Bear before. Trail, you been the Big Bear before. Shit's fucking whole force. And they pinpointed and found that nigga and got what they was looking for. RIP to everybody in that situation. But yeah, just speaking of veterans snapping, because that shit does happen, bro. Like, I feel like he was on some retribution shit. There was another 29 pawn nigga. We gonna talk about 29 pawns here in a second. And I think this is going to be my first little 29 palm story. Fucking, there was a dude that was stationed there with me. His name was Zachary Cooper. PFC Coop. He kind of looked like Snoopy. You know what I mean? Like a real life character, Snoopy.
The cartoon Snoopy?
The cartoon Snoopy mixed with Fred Flintstone. And he was that height too. Like, he had the height of Fred. He had a square ass head. I low key want to show you this nigga. I'm going to show y'all this nigga while I'm telling you this story. But Zachary Cooper, this nigga, decides to go kill his Uncle Tony when he gets out of the Marine Corps because he said he was God and he just slayed the devil. Now, mind you, this kid, Zachary Cooper, I remember him because we used to get high in the smoke pit and tell stories, smoking joke. Y'all know the smoking joke. You know what I mean? After a long day, everybody, if you smoke them, you got them. You sitting by the smoke pit, and we all telling stories and shit. So this nigga decides to tell everybody the story of how he was touched as a kid by his Uncle Tony. And he feels some type of way now because he's a grown-ass man. Because he's a grown-ass man, and his mom is still at home with his Uncle Tony, and they don't know what's going on. Now, he got a lot of advice from some sick Marines that day. A lot of advice from sick Marines that day. All right. Not only did he go home after he got out, he went and seen his Uncle Tony, but he beat that nigga to death with a baseball bat. And now he's in Colorado prison serving a life sentence with no parole.
Damn.
So talk about the sickness that was going on in 29 Palms. This dude look like a serial killer, though. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm finna show. When I show you this nigga, you gonna be like, guaranteed serial killer. Guaranteed.
Jeffrey Dahmer type serial killer look?
Yeah, like, yeah, bro. He definitely give, like, you know, eat babies.
Oh, Jesus.
I think you showed me a picture of this dude before.
Yeah, to see if you remembered him. Yep, and then there you go. Here we go.
Oh, snap. Yeah, he got that look.
Yeah, he got
that look.
I'm back. I'm back. Yo, the fucking jail call fucking cut off, bro.
Hey, speaking of jail calls, Rich, look at this nigga that was in the Marine Corps 29 pounds in jail for killing a nigga.
What's his last name?
Cooper. He killed his Uncle Tony because he thought he was the devil. But really, he was just molesting. You molested him when he was a kid. He told us that he got molested by his Uncle Tony and shit, and he was holding that secret in from his mom for so long. I guess when he got out, now mind you, when he was getting out, he was already losing his mind a little bit. Like, he had turned to spice. If y'all niggas don't know what spice is, it's basically J2.
Hey, I used to sell that shit. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Statue of limitations is up. Suck my dick, Marine Corps. I used to sell that shit, nigga. And y'all niggas stupid as fuck. I used to go right to the smoke shop, get a fucking $50 gram of that shit, and sell that shit for $30 a gram. Suck my dick, you dumbass niggas.
Money, 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 money.
I used to sell nickel bags of that dumbass shit and the little listen jewelry.
Who was probably you? Probably joints. My nigga, you probably contribute to Coop's fucking dumbass shit.
Them niggas used to pay $20 to $50 for a nick. Like, what the fuck? Niggas dumb, nigga. We get a $50 bag of spice, nigga. You make $100 off that shit, nigga.
Yeah, that spice dumb shit is stupid. That shit is potpourri, nigga.
That shit is literally
potpourri, I ain't gonna sit here in front like I ain't smoked that shit before. I did and regretted it immediately. But my birthday, 420, I was born to smoke weed. I was born to get high. The Marine Corps didn't make sense for me and my stilo right then and there. So I had a weak moment, smoked some spice, and liked it.
Niggas was smoking incense, loving that shit, getting high as fuck. Y'all, I was getting rich off y'all niggas. And I was giving niggas barracks cuts every Sunday, nigga. $20 a pop, nigga. I was giving niggas fucked up fees, nigga. $20 a pop.
Nigga. Giving niggas fucked up fees is crazy.
I was like, yo, I'm from New York, I'm from New York City, nigga, I could cut. I was like, nigga, I'm from New York City, nigga, I could cut. I was like, nigga, I'm from New York City, nigga, I could cut. That's crazy, bro. Every Dominican nigga in the barracks knew how to cut hair. That's crazy. Trail, that's funny, cause I was scared. Every Dominican nigga in the barracks knew how to cut hair. That's crazy. Yo, that's crazy, bro. That's how crazy the Marine Corps is in races. Yo, they thought I knew how to cut hair because I was Dominican too. So I did the same thing Richie did. I went down to the PX, bought me a set of clippers. I'm like, yo, I'll cut your hair for 40 bucks.
You went back to your roots.
Especially if you got a New York accent. The niggas was definitely cutting hair.
This is the highlight. Hold on, this is the highlight of my barracks cutting days. And this, I'm only saying it because I only remember this. It was funny. I was in the middle of giving some nigga a fucked up fade. But the thing is, I was fading niggas better than the PX. I'm going to say that right now.
You're probably not lying.
Because them little ugly
PX
ass,
is ass. Ass. What are you talking about? Them Asians is ass.
Yeah, the older Asian ladies, they can't even see. They over here fucking, you're done. And too, like, nigga, how? Like, nigga,
but Rich, you know the
side.
Haircut ass, my nigga, is $5. Bro, it's $5 a cut. Nigga,
I was charging niggas a dub, and niggas was coming to me like, yo, I need to make an appointment. Yo, can you get me in? Yo, I swear to God, bro, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, nigga. But my shit was looking better than these PX niggas. Bro, all right, so this is the highlight of my unlicensed barber career when I was in the Marine Corps, nigga. I remember I was cutting somebody's hair. I think I was cutting my nigga Coop's hair. And some Mexican nigga comes in there. Hey, Perez. Yo, hey, man, you could cut me up, dog? I'm like, hey, man, I got a couple niggas in front of you, dog. We going to Palm Springs after this. I got to, yo, man, I'll give you $100 if I could get next. What? I said, bet. Take a seat, my nigga. Hey, my nigga. Hey, you want a soda? I'm going to Palm Springs after you. Like, fuck is he talking about, nigga? That's the cab fare right there. It was a round trip to Palm Springs, bro. That's how expensive that shit was. Them cab drivers was monopolizing that shit. It was $120 on the low.
Never hopping no weird ass cabs, nigga. I felt like they were serial killers. I felt like they were gonna take you out to the desert.
What we used to do is we used to carpool because they used to pull up with the big van so it could fit like shit. You could really squeeze like 12 motherfuckers in there. So we all. $120, man, that's like fucking $10 a pump, nigga. Whoop, we all get up in there, and the cab just pull up anywhere on Palm Canyon. It don't even fucking matter. As long as they get us to Palm Springs, everybody get out, everybody scatter like ants. Everybody go.
Niggas ain't even got the same destination. Y'all ain't going to the same place, but the same location.
Like, They'd be like 30 cab vans pulling up to the same hotel, and everybody just going separate ways. Everybody having big ass hotel parties. That shit. I ain't gonna lie though.
The hotel parties was crazy, dog. Them hotel parties was lit back in the day. Especially in LA. LA, I have mixed emotions about Los Angeles. Like, one, it smells like piss, but you can have a good time. That's just the way I feel about it. Like, LA stank, bro. It just smells like piss. Smells like dry piss everywhere. The people look like they got pissed off. Literally. Man.
Nigga, you know who? Nigga, I was not. Nigga, you know, you. When I was when I used to go to LA when I was out there, nigga, there was one time we was on Hollywood Boulevard and we was hitting up a couple of little bars and clubs. And we walk in and we, you know who Andy Dick is?
No.
Yeah, from the Andy Dick Show.
Andy Dick. He's an actor. He got the glasses.
He's the comedian.
He's a gay comedian, nigga. His name is Andy Dick. You ever seen that movie Freddy Got Fingered with Tom Green?
Oh yeah. That's that nigga.
He's the dude that was the video store owner with the glasses.
Okay. I gotta look it up now because right? I know that movie.
He was the video store owner.
Yeah, he was.
Anyway, he was like an actor back in the day. He's like a weird comedian, gay actor. Yo, we're walking and we see this nigga, bro. Yo, we walking on Hollywood Boulevard after the club, nigga. We see this nigga, dog. And he's sitting on the curb with some other dude. He just sitting on the curb like this. And he just like looking stressed. He's just chilling. And we like, oh shit. Yo, that's Andy Dick. Yo, what's up? Cool. We start chopping up with him. He's like, please. I don't want to take no fucking pictures. Please, please. We're like, nah, man. We just chilling there. Fuck the pictures then. He's like, hey, man. What's up with you? We chilling. You guys got some blow? He's sitting on the curb of the street. On the street, you know, the street and then the sidewalk. He's just sitting there, bro. He's just sitting there. You guys got some fucking blow? He looking all
got some love.
And we like, no, whatever. We just charming up. We bullshitting with him. We low key taking pictures and he don't even know it. Like, we take pictures with him. Like, we low key just like, this nigga like really a fucking crackhead. Like, this is crazy, bro. But hey, that's just some shit. Like, that was just a funny little story, bro. Like, I just remember.
Crackhead Andy Dick. Andy Dick, lay off the crack, nigga.
And you know Brian Pumper?
The porn star, nigga.
The little short diesel ass porn star, nigga, Brian Pumper. You know who that is?
Yeah, nigga. Yeah. I know exactly who that nigga is.
And we was at a club with Tom in LA. We was at a club with Tom in LA. That nigga pull up. All I remember is I used to smoke cigarettes back then. I was outside smoking a Newport, whatever. I'm chilling. I see this fucking, I don't even know what kind of car it was. He's pull up. All I remember is seeing his little short, like, I'm talking about this nigga had to be like 4'11". This nigga was so fucking short, but he was like this. Like this. Like, he walking like he's top diesel. He came out that joint and just I don't know if he went in there to fight somebody or whatever, but he just came out that bitch. Pull up in the front and just walk right in. They didn't talk to security. Like, and I'm like, that's that nigga Brian Pumper.
The fact that you knew where he was, that shit popular. Crazy, dude.
Because at that time he was popular. Like, he was.
Yeah, walking, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, bro, we knew about the nigga. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I found out about Brian Pumper.
Bro. He was strong. I found out about
the
nigga
because I heard he gave Pinky the shits.
Pinky.
Yeah, I heard she gave Pinky the shits.
That nigga was so diesel, but that nigga probably weighed like 115 pounds. Like, the nigga was so fucking small. He was a small, compact nigga. Like a compact diesel nigga, bro. Like, I was like, this nigga was like a fucking cartoon. Bro, he came out. I thought he was going to go in there and beat somebody ass. Then they came out there, jump inside the club. Bro, he's like fucking swimming. I was like, oh shit. Bro, I swear to God, like 20 seconds later, this nigga come out with like 5 bitches.
Oh, wow.
It just went inside the whip and bit, nigga. I was
that's
like, oh,
crazy.
Shit. That's Brian Pumper. He about to fuck.
I ain't gonna lie. That's funny as hell. Have a 4'11 swole cocky motherfucker coming out the club with 4 bitches on his line. That just looked weird.
I wish I had
Midget niggas been winning, bro. Midget niggas been winning lately.
Bro, Bro, all these bitches were taller than him. Like, this nigga was a midget, bro. Like, I'm not even, like, he had to, he couldn't have been 5 feet tall. The nigga was, I don't think I ever seen a grown man this small. The nigga was Diesel, no bullshit, though. The nigga was cock Diesel, but, like, he could have, like, his arms were like this. He was so big. Like, he definitely was on steroids, bro. Like, the nigga was just too big. He was like this, bro. But that shit, I never forget that shit, bro. Just watching that nigga pull up and then come out there with, like, 5 bitches after. They're all taller than him. I was like, that shit was funny as hell, bro. Like, he was, it looked like he was just, like, throwing him in the car, too. Like, bitch, get up in there. Like, it was just wild, bro. It was just, like, some movie shit. I don't have pictures of none of that shit, but I'll just never forget that because that shit was hilarious to me. But I'll definitely.
Yeah,
I
would, who can forget?
No bullshit. No bullshit. I'd fuck his ass up, though. I could beat that nigga's ass. When I seen him, I was like, I'm going to beat this little nigga up, bro. This nigga is small as hell, bro. I was like, this nigga is bite-sized. Like, this nigga is like a little Eminem. Like, I'll beat this nigga ass.
Ain't nobody scared of no Brian Pupper. The fuck?
I'm a grown man. I ain't scared of no other person that breathes
the
like
fuck?
Me.
The fuck? Brian Pupper.
Bro, that nigga was this big, bro. It was so crazy. I just couldn't believe how short he was, bro. Like,
you
like,
care about that big burning nigga. Ass nigga.
That nigga died. Brian Pumper, that shit was hilarious.
It burns when you pee.
At what point did you realize that Palm Springs was known for homosexual activity, Mr. JR?
Yo, I didn't realize that until about a few years ago, bro. When I was out in 29 Palms, I would go to Palm Springs all the damn time. I did not know. I didn't know Palm Springs was a very highly active and, you know, LGBTQ plus community out there.
Don't forget the Q, nigga. Don't forget the Q.
The Q. I might have forgot the Q. I apologize, but the Q. Yeah, but I didn't know that. And not until Richie brought it up, you know, one day in conversation, we were talking on the side, and I was like, what? I said, I didn't know that. And he's like, yeah. And then I looked into it and I realized that, oh shit. You know, it was surprising. Apparently, it's a big area for like stars too to go chill.
It's definitely where Diddy go to play. Diddy went to play in Palm Springs before.
Diddler. He definitely got a house in Palm Springs for sure.
Yeah. Diddler man.
They got a lot of, I heard they got a lot of like swinger. They're not, I don't know what they're called. They're not clubs because compounds. They got a lot of swinger.
Swinger compounds are crazy. That's wild.
They got swinger compounds out there. They do got a lot of homeless. Bro, so like in Palm Springs, like, I think it's Palm Canyon. Is that the main like Ave, I believe? So like, one of the little strips.
Yeah,
Palm Canyon Drive. That's the main strip. So, like, one of the streets off that shit, what you talk about, the homosexuals, they have their own street. They literally,
I didn't know that.
Whatever the name of the street is, it's literally, it's like a pizzeria. It's probably like just regular businesses, clubs, bars, whatever, ice cream shops. It's all homo owned. It's all gay. Like,
I ain't never going into those details. I don't know. I don't know where the street is at and all that shit. I just know.
Well, I know because I used to go there. We used to go there a lot. We used to hang out. So we eventually came across this street. We like, yo, this street looked a little colorful. Like, what's up with this? I'm like, y'all like a nigga right there. Like, That's a big ass bitch wearing that skirt.
Richie, come on, you better chill. You better pause. You better pause, man.
Yeah, bro, you gotta pause that shit, bro. This nigga said that's a whole lot of color. I don't know.
Don't tell me you went and ended up in one of them dealer zebra parties.
whoa!
Yeah, you didn't get deedled up, did you? You didn't get deedled, dude.
I'm just telling you what I saw. Nigga. We gonna see it. We there. We saw
you didn't,
it.
You didn't experience nothing from the Diddle Meister.
But that's when we knew. We were like, oh, shit. We got to stay away from this street. Like, all right, cool. We're
going to
save the street to go on.
I ain't going to lie. I walked through Palm Springs a lot on leave, and I had my guard down because I didn't know.
So. Oh, my God. You could have got one of them Transformers, dog.
Palm Springs is a big-ass... Palm Springs is a big-ass city. That shit is a big ass city of just freaks, just freak fest, bro. Like,
hey, I'm gonna ask the question. Fuck it, I'm gonna ask the question. You get tricked by a trainee, does that make you gay?
Oh, damn. Damn. I mean,
if you get tricked,
I don't want to be the first one.
Does it make you gay,
bro? Like, what do you mean trick, though? Like,
that's exactly what I mean, nigga. Trick. I mean, you go
to like, I'll give you the scenario.
You at the club. You dancing. You drinking, having a good time. Then all of a sudden, something that you assume, you know, to look like something, you know, get juking on you. You start having a good time. Then y'all start glocking lips, having a good time on the dance floor. Then you decide take her back to the bathroom, or you take her back to the car type shit down there. Reach down there, you feel your handful of balls. Are you gay for kissing a man? I mean, a tranny.
I mean, if
you
like
it, that boy, right?
So if you like it and you continue to do it, then I think you're gay. But if you at that moment, you're like, oh, hell no. Nah. And you start beating the fuck out that nigga like, bitch, bah, bah. Then you're good.
No, nigga, you reclaim going to jail. You reclaim your man.
Yeah, you go to jail for some shit like that.
That's a hate crime. We do not condone hate crimes.
You're going to jail, nigga. That turns into a secret between you and God. But you ain't, you know, you didn't like it.
You know you didn't like it.
But ain't no question. No, you got to question this. You got to question your manhood.
You was liking it during the tricking. When you was getting tricked, when dancing and all that shit was going down.
But you thought it was a female.
You liked it enough. Hey, she tricked you enough. They tricked you enough to believe you were a female. Like, bro, I don't know.
I will say, hey, I'm going to say this before, because hey, just in case anybody hears this that knows me, full disclosure, that has never happened to me. But what I'm saying is to your scenario, if that was to happen, I mean, that's a secret between you and God. But yeah, you got to now question your manhood. You might have just teetered on the whole bisexual spectrum.
Yeah, you gay. Ain't no such thing as being bi when you a nigga. When you a dude, there's no such thing as being bi. Either you straight or you gay. That's it. There's no in-between lines. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no going back. Like, once you go all the way, it's a wrap, dog. It's a wrap.
Now,
like Jamar Carmichael, the Carmichael kid. He can never go back. He all the way.
That's a kid from the Philippines, right?
The Gerard Carmichael, the comedian.
Oh no! I thought you were talking. I was gonna bring up the story about the kid.
Oh, the dude that killed somebody in the Philippines because it was.
Yeah, remember he got tricked. He was on a mute. He was on a mute.
What?
They landed in the Philippines. And like, I think Manila or something. And he went out, he went to a club. This transgender looked like a straight up woman. Took him back to the telly. And when they got to work, he ended up realizing that it was a dude. And this dude drowned this person in the toilet. Yo, like, well, straight up drowned. Yeah, straight up drowned this person in the toilet. And then left the telly and went back onto the ship. And they caught him like a few days later. He spent 8 years in prison in the Philippines. And then they send him back to the U.S.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye, booty hole.
Yeah, I know he was there. Them jails in the Philippines probably ain't no joke.
Any fucking third world country, the fuck?
Hey, you can imagine to get over in the Philippines, getting fucked over by a nigga like a Fleece Johnson type Philippine nigga. Talk about I like you and I want you.
Them niggas want it the easy way or the hard way?
Booty warrior. Booty in prison is like water.
It's like water. I love the butt. Hey, that nigga out now. Hey, Fleece Johnson is out of prison, and he is he now doing podcasts and shit. It's hilarious. His tales from jails make you cringe. Like, he said some crazy shit. Like, nigga was like, man, I realized I was gay in jail, you know? I think about Luther Vandross. I think about Luther Vandross all the time. You just imagine Luther. You imagine grabbing a hold of Luther, and he just say, Yeah, that nigga Fleece G. And that nigga Fleece is out of pocket. That nigga is he's reformed gay. So that's what happens when you do crime and go to prison. You come out gay.
The podcast went from four Marines to questionable right now.
Fucking Fleece Johnson, gay.
Speaking of
that's crazy.
Speaking of jail, any of y'all ever been to jail?
I haven't.
I've been arrested for like bad shit, like nothing real bad. Just I'm a terrible driver and I don't pay my fines or do my shit on time. So sometimes my driver license gets suspended and niggas don't be forgetting that they be suspended. So that's the last time I got locked up.
This nigga's the worst driver I ever seen, dog.
I am.
This nigga's the worst.
I drive like I'm late. Everywhere I'm at.
This nigga smack on his gas and then slam on the brake.
Yeah, bro.
Terrible. Like, I don't know who taught this man how to drive, bro.
I call it the seatbelt check. I gotta check your seatbelt some way, dog.
Do we want to touch on anything else about Marine Corps, 29 Palms, or anything else?
I got a funny story about 29 Palms because you guys were stationed out there. When I enlisted and I found out that my recruiter lied, I was like, yo, I'm going to Iraq and I got to go to 29 Palms. He's like, oh, yeah, 29 Palms, man. It's like they lined up the front of the gate down the road. It's a bunch of palm trees. It's beautiful out there. Again, not realizing that these dudes lie. So I get there. We get there. And we're going down the strip. I see the palm trees. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is this guy talking about? That's the only trees in the damn base. And then we get through the front gate and realize that the base has the ship pool out right in the front of the base.
Yeah. It's not called ship pool, dog. It's Lake Mandini. Get it right.
Lake right. Mandini. Yeah. I was like...
Lake
and that's when I realized that the Marine Corps is only everything but lies up in this bitch. There ain't nothing 29 Palms or palm trees about that place. I don't know how the hell
you 29 Palms is terrible, my nigga. It was literally the worst thing you could possibly base and you could possibly be at. PFTs was terrible. The CFTs was terrible. You was literally doing all that shit by a pound, by a lake of shit, literally.
Yeah.
Like, you running 3 miles in a dead heat. Mind you, this is the Mojave Desert that we at. That's where we at. 29 Palms, Mojave Desert, same shit. And we gotta run and train next to our own shit. And then don't let it be a blackout. Let it be a blackout on the base where you gotta smell shit with a bunch of other motherfucking shitty motherfuckers with shitty attitudes because we all smelling shit in the same spot. 29 Palms should be named Devil's Door. That's where niggas was going when they went to the fucking 29 Palms. It was hot. It was miserable. And for niggas, like city niggas, and that's another thing. They always say, like, oh, where you from? You from Illinois? Oh, you from Chicago. You a gangbanging ass nigga. I'm not no. They assume that's the stereotype of shit. They thought Richie was a barber. They probably thought me and Trail was GD Vice Lord, King Lord, all of them. It's crazy.
That's a fact.
Well, that's my story about 29 Palms. I wanted to throw that out there before we moved on. It's, I don't know how the hell you guys did it. It's I'll say this. I think it's a prison sentence for the Marines that get sent out there. You got to do something bad in your lifetime.
For real.
That's a fact.
Bro, I literally went to 29 Palms from my MOS school. And I got stationed across the street from my MOS school.
That's horrible.
But I will say this. I was supposed to go to the recon unit in Camp Lejeune. That was where my original orders were. I was supposed to go recon Camp Lejeune, but I got into some illegal situation, and I was in West School, but I didn't do anything wrong.
You ain't a Marine unless you NJP. So, remember that, Chesty Puller.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact.
Oh hell yeah, it's a fact. Man, like we got JPs on my record. Shit, I got mixed up into some shit, but we'll talk about that another time. I mean, I was innocent. I didn't do anything wrong. Just like wrong place, wrong time type of shit. And that shit. Long story short, and
we know what it is. In the military, if one nigga get caught and he's standing in a group of 10 niggas, all nine of y'all niggas in trouble.
Yeah.
So that shit. So that shit fucked up my original orders. Like I was supposed to be recon in Camp Lejeune. I think it was second recon. I think that's the one in Camp Lejeune, second recon.
East Coast is second. First is in Camp Pendleton.
That's where I was supposed to be, but, you know, I ended up going on some kind of weird-ass, like, legal hold after I graduated, which I graduated first in my MOS school, by the way. Like, I was the undergrad. Like, I graduated first. They gave me a whole binder. I still got all the shit, honestly, but I had to wait like 6 months for the case to be like, they literally threw the case out after 6 months, and they didn't give me no explanation or anything. They just said, all right, the case was dismissed, not enough evidence, everybody's innocent, now we're going to receive your orders. And it's like, what? Like, so what the fuck? Like, how does this work? What about, like...
You're guilty until proven innocent. It's the opposite of, like, how America really working.
Yeah, so... I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, that shit was tough, bro. Like that shit right there was a really tough time, bro. Especially knowing I didn't do anything wrong, like knowing I was innocent the whole time.
Yeah,
that shit really fucked with my mental, bro. To be honest, when I check into my unit, the staff sergeant I check into that was on duty, he knew me by name, and knew everything about the case that was thrown out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Honestly, bro, when I checked into my unit, I got hazed the second I checked in. I got, like, the second. You know what I mean? Lance Corporal Perez reporting his order, sir.
Boom.
We've been waiting for you. He got my SRB in front of him like this with his feet up. Just on the desk like this. He was just chilling with his feet up. Yeah, we've been waiting for you, Perez. You from Brooklyn, right? Like, huh? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? Like, what are you... What are you saying right now, dog? It was crazy. Bro, like, when I checked into my unit at 311, no bullshit, it was like boot camp vibes. The minute I checked in. Four niggas in your face yelling, ooh, blah, blah. Bro, it was crazy, dog. It was so crazy, bro. Like, bro, I used to get in so much trouble because, like, after boot camp, I'm, like, in my mind, I'm like, you ain't about to talk to me like that.
Right.
I did my shit, my nigga. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't give a fuck if you've been to Afghanistan. I don't give a fuck if you've been to Iraq. Nigga, you the same rank as me. You a Lance Corporal. I'm a Lance Corporal, nigga. I earn my shit just like you, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, what's up? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know how to box. What's up? Like, we can throw hands. I don't give a fuck. What you gonna do about it? Like, that was my mindset. So, like,
yeah,
I got into, like, a lot of trouble like that, bro. Like, I got into a lot of trouble. I was fighting my platoon commit. Like, bro, it was bad. Like, I'm telling, like, that's how they set it off. Yeah. The second I checked in, you already on some hazing shit. You got the whole fucking, you got the whole company checking me. You got everybody checking me. You got all your tough guys in my face. Like, all right, what's up, nigga? I'm tough too, nigga. What's up? You know what I mean? Like, that's mama. Like, nigga, what's up, nigga? Like, I'm tough, nigga. I ain't never been to war, but what's up, nigga? Like, I've been to war in the streets. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, I'm tough too, nigga, just like you. What's up?
Thanks.
So,
That was my mindset, bro. It's like, bro, like, I'm a human just like you. That don't mean shit to me, nigga, because we're right here. We're right here. We're in 29 Palms right here, and me and you could fight right now. Thanks. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that was my mindset, and like, bro, like, it was bad. Like, I'm talking about, like, the second I checked in, bro, it was crazy, bro. And, like, I'm going to try to bring my boy Manning, we was in the same situation. We checked in at the same time. And he can attest to some of this shit. And I'm going to try to bring him on a pod sooner. I've been talking to him. So he can, like, because he has, like, a whole, like, different perspective of the shit, about the situation and shit. So I want to bring him on a pod and shit, because He has a perspective, like,
hey, but,
you know what I mean? Huh?
But you a Marine that got haze. I don't hear that going on anymore in the Marine Corps.
Oh, I heard that ain't nobody getting haze. Yeah. So, that's a fact, bro.
SOI and Camp Pendleton just got a whole bunch of people just got fired for some bullshit that was going on out there. But yeah, that hazing shit, I don't think is like that anymore.
I think that shit gotta be dead.
It's funny because one of the guys here, he's a Marine Corps vet, and he was like he enlisted in like 94, so he got out of the Marine Corps, went into the Army, and then finished his 20 in the Army. But that dude, like about a month ago, he's like, yo, he pointed at me and one of the other guys that we joined together around the same time. And he's like, yo, these dudes are like the last of the OG Marines to like get like to be Marines. Like those Marines, like we got hazed. We went through the same shit that they kind of went through, you know, different, but like similar. Like, cause I got young guys here that joined in like the 2010s and 13s and stuff like that. And, it's different. It's a different Marine Corps. Like, you see how they act and behave, and it's like, bro, like, you acting funny. You behave funny. You're not like like the Marine Corps that
it's
I know.
It's ask and tell now. It's not don't ask, don't tell. It's ask and tell now. Like, that's basically the Marine Corps that they got now today. It's weird.
Hazing is part of the Marine Corps, and if you take that out of it, what you got left, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of dying out when I was in and shit, but like they was still trying to get away with it. But like, honestly, bro, like it don't matter if like, to me, it didn't matter if this was what it's gonna be or they couldn't get away with it. My mindset is like, nigga, you a grown man, y'all know me, like, nigga, I don't give a fuck, nigga, like we could fight. Like, that was my whole mindset, bro. Like,
yeah, we can do it
right. Like, my nigga, I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, what's up, nigga? Like, bro. I used to call some of the sergeants in my unit private on purpose, my nigga, just to set them off. My nigga. Like, bro, like, for real, like, no, bro, like, I'm, bro, like, I'm dead shit, bro. Like, but, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, they set this mood off the minute I checked in. This is how they set it off, bro. Like, they set it off. This was the first time I met them. This is what they did to me. Like, and, like, the fact that, like, they knew everything about the case that was dropped, and the things they were calling me. Like, I don't want to get into it right now. I'll tell y'all off air.
Yeah, I got you.
And y'all will understand what I'm talking about. But, like, the shit they were saying to me, bro, was like, all right, bro, like, what's up, bro? Like, for real. Like, what's up? Like, for real? Like, on the real, my nigga? Like, what's up? Like, anybody else got to hear what we talking about? Like, it's just me and you, my nigga. Like, what's up, bro? Like, for real, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we could move some furniture in this bitch, my nigga. Like dead ass serious, bro. Like, don't come at me with that. Well, I've been deployed 6 times. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You standing in front of me right now, nigga, and you breathing and you bleed just like me. So what's up?
Wouldn't it be ashamed you've been deployed, you know, 6 times and you get your ass murdered right now?
Exactly. Wouldn't that be a shame wouldn't that be a shame you killed 80 niggas and I'm about to beat your ass right now? Wouldn't that be crazy? That'd be crazy, right?
And then when you do that, probably gonna try to
NJP.
My nigga, I've been NJP 3 times, bro.
Man, my nigga, I had to request masks on my unit, bro. Like I said, I was the only nigga, and I was the only healthy nigga at that. Like, if you looked at all the rest of the MPs, they was out of shape, they was fat, they didn't PT, they didn't do nothing. I was the only in-shape person in the unit. So when I get on the Marine Corps football team and I hurt my fucking foot, instead of, you know what I'm saying, put me on limited duty like they would do any other Marine that's recovering from a major injury, like I was. I tore a PTL in my ankle or my postlateral tendon in my foot, right? PTL. These bitches told me to stand on main gate in 29 Palms in a boot, no vest, and crutches. No gun, no nothing, because I was on pain meds, so you can't have pain meds and weapons. So I'm up at main gate waving niggas by, standing on a boot and crutches for 12 hours straight. I request masks on the niggas.
Some of that shit in the Marine Corps, bro, like, I had a good experience, I had a bad experience, and it's just like, the thing is, like, bro, I've
never been Marine Corps for you.
But, like, I never been the type of nigga, like, I never been the type of person that I'm gonna be loud and obnoxious and be like a big song. Like, this is what I can do, this is what I did. Like, I've never been that type of dude, so, like, all my experiences is, like, niggas coming at me, like, oh, you from New York. Just because they looked at my record and they see my birth certificate. Says I was born in Queens, like, oh, so you from New York? Oh, so you think you this and that? Like, I never said that, bro. How do you even decipher this based off my birth certificate? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, Stash Sergeant? Like, go suck a dick, nigga. We could box. Like, what's up? Like, I'm in room 224. Because
apparently,
what's up?
The multiple niggas that came through out of Queens, New York, this like
nah,
that.
I get it. Yeah, nah, I get it. But like, bro, like, I'm a quiet nigga. Like, I told y'all, I have trust issues. I don't communicate with people like that. If I don't know you, like, I don't feel comfortable around people usually like that. So, like, if I don't know you, I'm not gonna be talking to you like that. Like, I'm just gonna be very quiet and keep to myself. Like, so for you to like decipher all this and how quiet I'm being is like, it was just like, bro, like, I'm being hella calm and regular. I'm trying to be a normal person, bro. You coming at me on some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna be on some bullshit too. Like, I can get it. Like, you know what I mean? So that shit just caused a lot.
You returned that energy.
Yeah, like that shit. That shit just caused a lot of issues for me, bro. And,
but with that is, too, you got to think about it. And we got the four of us. You guys are from the, you know, from Illinois. You know, Rich and I come from, like, the New England area, New York area. So what you don't notice when you get in, we are actually a minority in the Marine Corps in the sense of, a lot of these dudes that you see, meet, and see in the Marine Corps, they from down south. They all from West. Texas, Alabama, Mississippi. You know, all them, Ohio. Yeah, these are some backwoods country dudes that you meet, and it's the first time that they probably ever saw somebody from the city. Mm-hmm. So they also trying to, you know, step up and see what you got and see if they got it in them themselves.
Yeah. Fuck that litmus test. I wish somebody would try me again, bro. Fuck y'all Texas motherfuckers. Y'all redneck Texas. The redneck Texas, I hate them. All of them. I don't give a fuck. Call me racist. Call me whatever. Y'all redneck Texas fuck. Fuck you. I don't care. Y'all do too much.
I remember this one staff sergeant, and I wish I could remember his name right now. He was a white dude, and he was from Cleveland, and he was one of the platoon commanders for the artillery battery for one of the guns. We had six guns, six howitzers. So he was one of the platoon commanders, and we was riding back from the field. It was in the back of a Humvee, and for some reason he was riding with the comm niggas. I don't know why, but for some reason that's how it was set up. He was just riding back with us. There was a couple staff sergeants in there. It was my staff sergeant, and it was him. For some reason, he was in there. I don't know. Anyway, the nigga was in there, and out of nowhere, nigga, everybody just chilling. You know when you ride back and you ain't driving, like, shit, you trying to catch some sleep. You know how it is. You trying to catch whatever sleep you can.
Whatever sleep you can. Right. I sleep anywhere.
Nigga, that, you know what I mean? I don't care if I'm moving. As long as I can sit still, I can go out.
The Marine Corps taught me how to be homeless. I know I can sleep anywhere, bro.
The Marine Corps taught me how to sleep. The Marine Corps taught me how to sleep in anything. Nigga, the ride was so bumpy. Nigga, there's no road. You literally driving 3 hours into the Mojave Desert. There's no road. But you like, you sleeping. Like, unless you hear some shit out of the ordinary, you ain't waking up. You're just like, I'm just in that state. So anyway, out of nowhere, this nigga, I wish I could remember this motherfucker's name, bro. I would look this nigga up, dog, and fuck this nigga up right now. But this nigga out of nowhere, bro, he's like, yeah, Perez,
You from Brooklyn, huh? I seen your file. And this is the same nigga I checked into. When I checked in, this is the same nigga that was on duty. I can't remember the motherfucker's name. He's a white dude. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, you know, he's like, yeah, I heard New York City ain't even that tough anymore, really. Like, yeah, man, I'm from Cleveland. Cleveland way tougher than... And he just started talking like, yeah, Cleveland way tougher than Brooklyn. Bro, like, nope, I didn't ask him nothing. I'm sitting there trying to sleep, my nigga. Like, this nigga, like, got it out for me.
Went into a whole conversation about fucking geography. Bro. Like, you give a fuck, nigga.
And we in the back of a Humvee. There's probably 9 niggas there. Like, it's all of us. Everybody just, like, looking. Like, what's the nigga talk about? He's like, yeah, I mean, realistically, I heard Brooklyn all gentrified. Like, I heard that shit soft. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. Shit, we been tough. Like, I'm like... I mean, yeah, I guess. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's so weird. It's like, bro, like, what do you got to prove, my nigga? Like,
I would have told him, take your Bone Thugs and Harmony ass somewhere else, bro. Sing that song somebody else. Go Bone and Biggie somewhere else, my nigga. This ain't that.
Bro, I wanted to get up, and I just wanted to punch this nigga right in his face. He had a bald head. He's a baldy do bald nigga, too. I wanted to get up and just punch this nigga right in his head, nigga. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. But, like, dog, I was so fucking tired from being in the field for 2 months. I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess, bro, like, I haven't lived in New York in years, so, like, I don't know, bro, like, yeah, I heard, like, I guess, like, yeah, man, like, I heard, like, you know, people from Brooklyn, like, they ain't really tough like that, and it's like, bro, like, what are you trying to prove? Like, he just kept, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, bro, like, what are you talking about right now? Like, nobody's talking about this shit, bro, like, and this is the type of shit I feel like in the Marine Corps you encounter, these I call them fake-ass tough guys. It's like, and I'm sure y'all seen this shit. Like, even when y'all was in boot camp, for example, like me, when I went to boot camp, I seen niggas that never threw a punch in their life getting shown how to throw a punch. They never put their fist and felt a nigga's face before on their fist. They were literally showing them how to throw a punch. And like the Marine Corps, like I'm sure the other armies, I mean the other military branches are built like that. You have a lot of fake ass tough niggas. It's like you got all these people like. They ain't never really been through shit. They ain't never got into a fight with niggas. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like some of them, they get, like, this weird, like, tough guy energy. Like, oh, I know how to throw a punch now because my instructor showed me how to throw a punch and he's a green belt. Like, get that bullshit out of here, nigga. Fuck your green belt. I would take that green belt and choke your ass with it, nigga. Like, nigga, like, I'm going to tell a quick story real quick and then I'm going to shut the fuck up. We can move on to the next topic. There was this one time, bro. There was this nigga was a black belt, red stripe. He was a black belt, red stripe, MCBAP instructor. And that nigga thought he could just box me.
He thought he was Eugene Clyde Van Damme.
I fucked that nigga up. Because he couldn't do all that weird shit he thought he could do, nigga. Nah, we boxing. We throwing punch. I beat the fuck out that nigga.
Beat the shit out of them niggas. That MCMAP ain't going to save you with them gloves on your hand, player. When a nigga get to moving around, get to dancing around like Ali, then you stick their ass in their face. They don't know what the fuck you do. They, oh, my God, he hit me. Like, yeah, bitch. Eugene, you Claude Van Damme, honestly, you an actor.
Bro, the crazy part is, any one of us could go into the PX with a veteran card and buy a black belt red stripe. How about that? Any one of us could go in there right now. I live on a military base right now. I could go buy a black belt red stripe and walk around this bitch like I'm a black belt. So,
But shit, somebody pull your card and be like, man, where you get your shit from? You looking like a fucking idiot. You don't know shit.
Nah, fuck that. Where you get it from? Like, let's spar right now. Let's see what you know.
Test out, nigga?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Let's test right now. Let's test me out right now, nigga. What's up? Pause. What's up? All right, man. Does anybody have anything to add about what I was talking about fake tough niggas in the military?
Oh, yeah, man. Of course, we all know that there's nothing but fake tough niggas in the military.
But do y'all agree there's a bunch of them niggas, dog? I'm not saying all of them.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, they be loud as hell. Like, they be going to bars in L.A. and all these other, trying to fight niggas, and they get their ass whooped. That's why you see on the news, it be like, seven Marines get their ass whooped by one nigga named Jamal.
Bro, I don't really got nothing to add to that. I'm just going to tell y'all, yes, I definitely agree. And if you go to K Bay, where I was stationed at, Kaneohe Bay, Hawaii, and you go right over to Waikiki, you're going to see a whole bunch of tough Marines getting their ass beat by Samoans.
Samoans. Big ass Samoans.
Get their ass beat by Samoans.
No bullshit. Them Samoan niggas are tough for real.
I went to a Samoan slash Filipino.
Them niggas is tough though, bro. Them niggas is tough.
Thanksgiving. Real, them niggas threw down.
Them my homies out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my second home.
They know how to motherfucking
play. Them niggas don't play, bro.
They don't play on that barbecue, nigga. They know how to grill a whole pig.
That's a fact.
All I'm saying is, if you hear that, you know somebody about to get their ass wrecked.
Bro, them niggas don't play. Them niggas.
Oh, what? Chihu? Chihu? Get them niggas set it up.
Bro, you cannot hurt. You know it. Bro, none of us in here can hurt a Samoan. Them niggas will laugh. You punch some niggas and they just laugh.
They really will.
Niggas will bite your whole face off.
This is real, bro.
Bro, them niggas are not regular humans. They not built. Their bone density is different. Bro, their bone density is different. They don't feel no pain, bro.
What I'll say about
born by volcanoes.
Yeah. What I'll say about what you said is this. You know a real Marine from one of the ones that talks and acts like he's tough. The real ones don't talk. They just quiet. Hey, leave me the fuck alone. Like you just said, hey, you didn't even start any of this shit. You quiet. And that's it. You know, when you got a Marine that's yapping, that's because he's an imposter. He's, you know,
he's a pog ass bitch.
Yeah, nah, but it's not even about pogue or infantry. It's just that you got the Marines that like to yap, and when they yapping, is that you know they ain't about it. The ones that you say, hey, in the quiet corner or minding his old damn business, those are the ones that you got to watch out for. And that's all I'll say about that.
That's a Fendi fact.
That's a fact because it's like you can't and like. The thing is, it's like, bro, like you can't even say like, all right, you go to, let's say you were grunt, you were 0311 infantry nigga, right? You done killed niggas, you got fucking 20 bodies under your name, you done been to Iraq 7 times or whatever, right? Some extreme shit, and you go to fix your pay, and nigga, the administrative S1 nigga behind the desk is fixing your pay. You can't even assume that. You can't assume nothing about, like, for all you know, this nigga will whoop your ass. And he sits behind a desk. He ain't never been deployed. He does this all day. He's on a computer all day. Just because he's on a computer all day and you done did all this tough guy shit, you can't assume that this nigga can't beat your ass. Like, you cannot assume that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's just how I think, bro. It's like, I don't know. That shit weird, bro.
You right, bro.
But like,
moral of the story is, fuck them tough guys, sweet ass niggas. Never got a whooping in their life. Then they come out of boot camp thinking that they Iron Man. Then they find out them niggas is softer than a Michelin man getting their ass beat the fuck up. Remember that.
That shit made niggas think they were tough. Some of them niggas thought they were the toughest nigga on the planet, bro. The boot camp.
What a guy.
It's like, nigga, I just seen you get your ass whooping in pugil sticks 4 weeks
ago. It's like, nigga, I just watched you piss yourself. You hard now? Yeah. You peed on yourself. Now you hard. Okay.
You was just crying because you did 17 push-ups. What the fuck is you crying for?
Fuck out of here,
what are you
nigga.
Talking about, nigga? Like, you got fucked up with the pugil sticks with like, the pads on. Like, shut up.
Hey, I killed in that shit. I ain't gonna lie. That was my highlight of boot camp. Beat up a whole platoon of niggas. Short, tiny, small, tall. It didn't matter.
Yeah, because you fucking short and strong. You had a like nice low center of gravity.
Low center of gravity. I was knocking niggas out, dog.
That shit. Especially them tall niggas with ass at pugil sticks. Them niggas was ass. They just like would just fall this way. They would just fall this way on that fucking beam.
Pugil sticks, you gotta, for tall niggas at a pugil stick, you gotta dominate in the first few. The first 10 seconds, if you don't, you're done.
It's tough for them tall niggas, though. You know which one I like? The one where I forgot what it was called. It was like the obstacle where you run through the obstacle course, and then at the end, you pick up the gloves, and you start beating the fuck out the nigga. Which one was that called? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was like a little obstacle course. I forgot what it was called. It was like a little obstacle. Like, at the end, you pick up the gloves first, and you just gotta stop. You gotta get to the box.
Yeah, you box for 60 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my shit.
I beat the shit out of that nigga. It was the worst 60 seconds in their life for that nigga, bro.
Facts.
My partner hated that shit.
Fact.
I fucking demolished that little nigga, bro.
Bro, I fucked that nigga. I did it like 3 times because I won. And then I went to the other round, and then it was like a little short nigga. I fucked this little nigga up, dog. The first 2 times, both niggas was taller than me. And I beat both of them niggas up. The last time, this nigga was this big. I was like, what's a little boxing nigga?
He was pumper, huh?
No bullshit. When I remember, he was fast. Like he came out there. As soon as he came to the middle, he was like throwing like a bunch of jabs. I was like, what the fuck this nigga doing? I was just like, what the fuck, nigga?
Fuck a jab. I was throwing rapid hooks on these niggas' heads, bro. They couldn't do shit. I look like a goddamn rock 'em sock 'em out there, my boy.
Yeah, cause the gloves were like extra big. They weren't even like normal gloves. The gloves were like ass. They were like extra big. They were like fucking 30-ounce gloves. They were fucking
nigga. I pumped like the nigga head with them big ass gloves, Rich. Pound his head to the ground and just start beating the shit out of him.
Nigga, them just like sock and boppers. Big ass gloves, yeah, nigga.
Buddy ass hated life for a couple of days after that. I ain't gonna lie. Bitch ass nigga.
Yo, no bullshit, bro. Some of that shit in boot camp, you look back on it, that shit was fun, bro. Like,
that shit was fun as fuck.
Like niggas stealing 50 packets of peanut butter from the fucking chow hall and eating them shits at late at night.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god. In the canteen. Yo.
I ain't gonna lie. One of my greatest stories ever was pissing in one of my rival's canteens because he stole one of my fucking letter books.
Bro, that's super fucked up. But yeah, I got you.
Pissed in that bitch ass nigga's canteen. When he fucking drank that shit, nigga.
Oh my god.
When he drank that shit. Hey, y'all remember? Y'all remember we was on the line, right? At the end of the night, they make you get on the line. With your water bowl.
Oh my god. What I tell you, nigga? What I tell you? Why is this nigga drink piss? And fuck a sampling, nigga. Try to get piss at attention.
No
way, bro. Hell nah.
You was drinking strong urine, nigga. Because we was dehydrated like a motherfucker. That shit was yellow.
I had a mute because that shit was too funny, man. I had a mute.
That's not funny, bro.
I'll never forget that shit, nigga.
Yo,
you deserved it, nasty bastard. Don't be stealing shit out of my whiskey locker. Y'all remember that shit? Y'all remember y'all little whiskey locker y'all had? And you go and organize your shit, some shit come up missing, and you look over to the right. And then this nigga magically got the shit that you was missing?
Our shit was all fucked up. Nigga,
We had the trunks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the foot locker.
Okay.
Nigga, our foot lockers were all fucked up. Nigga, our foot lockers were all fucked up. Because at one point, somebody did something and pissed off the senior drill instructor. Everybody's foot locker was in the middle of the squad bay.
I mean, that happened to us too, though.
Right here, bro.
This happened to us too.
So, at one point,
I came up when that shit happened. I had extra skivvies, socks, goddamn, all them little PX runs them niggas was doing.
Yeah.
I tactfully acquired all that shit. I was one of the whiskey locker niggas, bro, that had to keep inventory of shit. You know what I mean? I don't know about y'all, but in the MREs, it came with candy. And they allow us to have that shit towards like the third phase. That's when we started having the candy in the MREs. But shit, in the whiskey locker, they used to have bags of Skittles and M&M's, nigga. Skittles and M&M's in bags, like big-ass bags. And at the end of the night, you know what I'm saying, after we field-stripped the MREs, we have to get the M&M's to the drill instructor type shit. That shit never happened, nigga. Yeah. I swear, we only came back like 3 packs of M&M's, 3 or 4 packs of M&M's. It was like, so there were no M&M's, none of these. I'm talking about boxes. Y'all remember the boxes of MREs you had to field strip, nigga? Like, all the M&M's and Skittles,
look at that, bro.
They were rationed out.
the bread and cheese, the cheese, the bread with the cheese spread.
Oh yeah, the jalapeno cheese, bro. That shit was gold. The best shit in the MRE. That's the question, nigga. What was your favorite MRE pack? Go.
I'm telling you, I didn't have a favorite pack. I just that bread with the jalapeno cheese, bro. I didn't eat candy. I'm not a candy sweet eating nigga. I used to trade the the Skittles, the M&M's, whatever candy came. I used to trade that shit. Like,
for the bread and the spread.
I'll trade you for like five breads and five cheeses, bro. I don't even give a fuck, nigga. Like I used to have them shit in my cargo pockets, bro. Bro, I literally live off peanut butter packets, jalapeno cheese spread, and the bread. That's what I lived off of. That's all I wanted to eat, bro. That's literally, I trade everything from my MRE for bread and jalapeno cheese, bro. No bullshit.
I wasn't a fan of the jalapeno cheese, but I like the cheese spread. I think one of my, and I'm going to sound weird for it, one of my top MREs was a beef stew. The beef stew, for a while, I had the...
Mine was the penny pasta, G. That spicy penny pasta shit.
I like the fire. Chili Mac. The Chili Mac was my shit. Chili Mac.
The Chili Mac gave me the shits, though, bro. Bad.
Everything else I used to trade, bro. All I wanted was cheese spread and bread. That's all I used to snack. I used to pull that shit out during the briefs. Everything, I'd be sitting there snacking. Like, it was just so convenient, bro. That was my favorite shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Shit, we lost trail for the night.
It's all right, man.
Hey, bro, this Marine podcast, shit, bro. We can do fucking 5-hour pod talking about this Marine shit. I ain't gonna hold it.
All right, so we gonna play a game. So usually on Not Your Normal Dad's Pod, we like to do Black Dad, White Dad. So we gonna switch it up a bit with the Marine cat. So we gonna do Jarhead or Soldier. So I'm gonna read y'all an article or a headline, and you just have to guess if it was. Why am I echoing? That's you. All right, it's done now. So I'm gonna read an article. You have to guess if this situation happened to a Marine veteran or an Army veteran. So it's gonna be a Jarhead or a Soldier. Let me get a pen real quick. Hold on 1 second. Let me get a pen. All righty. We're going to keep tabs because then we're going to do a draft after.
Damn. I ain't going to lie. Damn. This is probably the longest and best pod we had, but the niggas in the crib is mad as fuck at me right now. I'm like, God damn, you been keeping it silent in this bitch for 3 hours. My girl came up to me was like, I'm talking now, okay? I'm talking now. I'm like, go ahead, baby. You can talk if you want to. We just doing a little pod.
Oh, yeah. I came to the VFW to hang out with the boys, and then they were like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, yo, I'm doing a podcast with 4 Marines. What do you expect?
My bad. let's go ahead and end it because it's fucking late. Like, we got literally part 1 and 2. I'm gonna post these bitches tonight though.
We gonna bring Jarhead or Soldier Game to the next pod though. Pod number 24. This was the Jordan Podcast, number 23, Not Your Dormant Dads. We still on season 2. We almost at season 3. Once we get to episode 30, that's going to be the kickoff of season another motherfucking 3. Shout out to motherfucking JR in the building. Woo woo! Go ahead and let the niggas know what your motherfucking unit was in the Marine Corps. You know what I'm saying? If you want to throw some shout outs, RIPs. You know what I mean? We know we all veterans and shit. We know some motherfuckers that... You know,
I was with 4 Marine Division because I was the weekend warrior out of the group. I want to say RIP to my boy Anthony Adams. I carry him right here. Went to Iraq with him, came back, and unfortunately, my boy, when I was doing my work up to Afghanistan, I found out that he was shot and murdered out in Jersey City, New Jersey. So. That's one of my boys that I keep keeping, you know, in my mind and prayers every day. Every time I go do a trip and I drive by New Jersey, I always stop by, pay my respects, you know, drop a little liquor on the grave.
Hey, did they catch the nigga who did that?
Yeah, they did. The dude is locked up, and every year that he comes up for parole, a bunch of Marines show up
and make sure that we, you know, give testimony to make sure that that dude stays locked up.
Wow.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a sinister ass nigga. I'm the type of nigga that'll be like, yeah, yeah, let that nigga out. And out here in Chicago, niggas get shot leaving jail. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Shit.
What about you, Rich? Let the motherfuckers know who your unit was. EDR.
I was radar operator. Station with 3rd Battalion, 11th Marines, artillery unit. Pull string, make big gun go boom. That's the motto. RP Jonathan Vasquez. You know what I mean? He was, what they call it when you get killed by the cops? Like killed by suicide, by the cops type of shit. Like, nigga, I just had to use it with the police and shit. I love our nigga Angel Vasquez. He took his own life.
Damn.
Actually, his anniversary coming up soon. That's my nigga.
Man, the police did that shit.
Nah, he just blasted himself. Like, nobody even knows why. I don't want to talk about that, bro. Like a bitch, but.
And shout out. Nah, RIP to them niggas, man.
And RIP my nigga Jeffrey Roach. He died in a motorcycle accident a couple years ago. So, those my niggas right there.
Yeah, that's fucked up. RIP to them niggas, man. RIP to them niggas, man. Shit, me personally, your boy, MP, Headquarters Battalion, 29 Palms, California, military police officer. I actually had 3 billets. I was a 5811, 5812, and 13. That just means that I was trained to have a dog, and I was a correctional officer trained as well. So that's pretty much, they taught me how to lock up niggas, something I'll never do in real life. RIP to Michael Palacio. You know, he was really the nigga that took my spot in the deployment, and I'm kind of thankful that he did, because I'm able to have a family and all that good shit now, and unfortunately, he's unable to be with his. So, RIP to that nigga. RIP to all the lost and fallen soldiers out there, yeah. Marines out there, Navy motherfuckers out there. If y'all out there that's battling with suicide or having them type of invasive thoughts, please go out there and seek help. You know, I don't know the number to the hotline, the suicide hotline right off the bat. Let me pull this up for the people.
No, definitely, I agree. You know, the veterans, you know, Veterans Center. I know there's some throughout the country. Go to the, you know, I know the VA has, you know, some veterans with misconceptions of what it is. But, you know, they're there to help as well. I know that it's hit or miss. But, you know, while he's pulling up the hotline,
I really ain't got to pull up no hotline. Apparently, you know what I'm saying? Apparently, after this bill got passed, all you got to do is dial, you need help, dial 988 on your phone. Somebody will talk to you to try to talk you down, get you through that moment, G. So, like, I feel like that's huge. I feel like seven military members kill themselves a day. That's a crazy ass number. That's a Fendi fact. We definitely respond to the real ones.
Oh man, let's get into the game. We're gonna play John or Soldier.
Oh no, I thought we was cutting it, bro. I thought we was gonna do the Jarhead and Soldier next episode.
Yeah, do it right now.
Fuck it. We doing it right now.
I already got the articles pulled up. Get all this fucking research. We're gonna do this shit right now. We're gonna do it real quick. We're gonna do a little quick little drive and we good. I said we out of here. We're gonna start off light. So this veteran refused the COVID-19 vaccine and she was arrested in Japan for refusing the COVID-19 while trying to board an aircraft to go back home.
But all right, so this vaccinated. Is only Army or Marine, right? That's definitely Marine. Yeah, ain't no Army nigga on a boat.
I'm gonna have to go Marine, just because of Okinawa up there. The Marine Division, shout out.
I didn't say Okinawa; I just said Japan. But
no, I know.
She was definitely a Marine veteran. I mean, starting off light. So, all right, we got another article of one of our U.S. ambassador visited this veteran in jail in Russia for espionage. So was this veteran a soldier?
That's an army nigga. The army niggas fold quick. Ain't no Marines getting caught for no espionage.
What do you say? What do you say?
I'm gonna say Marine because we kind of hard headed. We end.
That's a fact. It was definitely a Marine.
Oh, oh damn! Yeah. The Marine was the rat.
We got this is kind of easy if you've been following the news. Even I know this one, but fuck it, we're gonna do it anyway. So this veteran pleads not guilty to charges in a subway chokehold death. He choked the shit out this motherfucker on a subway and he died.
That was a Marine vet, right? Or Army vet? Damn, I seen that. I'm gonna say Marine, but I'm pretty sure it was an Army vet though. I'm gonna say Marine because I feel like Marines will mic-map my nigga to death.
I think it was Marine. I'm thinking of the right story.
Yeah, it was the one in New York. It was a Marine.
All right.
See, only a Marine is gonna mic-map a nigga to death, dog.
So just so we know, the score is 3-2. JR winning. All right. So the DEA returned $87,000 to this vet.
Oh,
Army.
Which was his life saving. Let me see. I can see why. I can tell you guys why they even took.
No, don't tell me why. Tell him, JR. I'm saying Army because Marine nigga ain't getting no money back from nobody. The government gonna tell their ass your money is being tactfully acquired.
It was some kind of civil suit or whatever. So. They took this guy. So yes. Apparently, they took this vet's life savings, and it was $87,000, and the DEA just returned it.
I know. I want to say Army too, but I don't know.
Wait, what you said? Can't be. You said Army.
I said Army.
Right, yeah, like you? I want to say Army too, but I don't know. I have a.
Well, go Marine, nigga.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Marine. I'm gonna stick with my kind. I think it's Marine.
This was a Marine.
Oh, damn, what? That's game.
And he was deployed. Afghanistan, Iraq.
Where was this? Because I don't know. I didn't know this story at all.
So, my nigga, you didn't name all, any Army niggas. I don't think you end up named an Army article. That shit biased.
Nevada.
Like only the Marine niggas is doing the shit. Bias like a motherfucker. Am I right though, JR? Like this nigga, you right on all the questions. You gave the same answer on all the questions. And this nigga won on all the questions. Like name an Army shit. Name some army shit a nigga did.
So that one where they took his life savings. So this dude, Steven Lara, so he was driving from Nevada, which is where he lives, to California to visit his daughter, and it was a routine traffic stop with the Nevada State Highway Patrol, and they ended up seizing his entire life savings. He was a 42-year-old Marine Corps veteran. It took Lara 7 months to get his money back from the government.
That's wild.
I don't know why they took his money. But
like KMB said, you did paint us in a bad light. All the Marine Corps is criminals.
so he was in when we were all in. He was in from 2000 to 2016. He did 16 years of service. Afghanistan, shit. Iraq, during the pandemic, Lara moved in with elderly parents. Let's see what they took his money for. He said, he pulled me over for driving too close to a truck. And the next thing you know, I'm being pulled out of the car and they're going through my personal belongings and asking me a ton of questions. If I have bodies in the trunk, drugs, or anything illegal. And I'm thinking to myself, what is going on here? So after further questioning, the police told him a drug sniffing dog detected something on the cash and they suspected it was tied to drug crimes.
Officers, that's bullshit. So you mean to tell me a nigga snipped some coke on $100 bill and he got his money took because of it?
So officers informed him that they were seizing his money and handing it over to the DEA using civil asset forfeiture, which allows the government to seize and keep property. It suspects it's connected to criminal activity. Wow, so they can just take your life savings with just throwing some coke on your fucking $100 bill.
That's wild.
All right, that's crazy.
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground.
I mean, shit. We don't even need
to talk about it. Took his money because he brown.
We, We don't even need a tiebreaker. Shit, he's winning 4-2. I mean, I got some more articles pulled up, but he...
No, that's what I'm saying. I said that's game. He won.
Yeah, that was crazy. That nigga beat the shit out of you. Damn. I ain't never seen you lose that bad shit.
Nah, I wasn't trying to be like that.
No, nigga, it was a biased-ass list. You had a biased-ass list, bitch. You didn't have not one Marine Corps article. You said all not one Army article. You said all Marine shit.
I wanna come back on the podcast again, man. Don't shut me out like this.
I mean, I thought
this you can come back anytime, man.
All right, I'm trying to make the game interesting. All right, let's get to the draft. So we're gonna have a draft, 5 rounds. Your best favorite, whatever you wanna put it, military movies. So it's gonna go KMB, JR, and I'm gonna go last. What you got, man? Your first round pick. KMB.
Military movies? Military
movies. Yeah.
My first one, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a good one. You stole that one from me before. Bitch. That's my shit right there. That's a good ass fucking movie.
I heard your last episode where you guys were talking about that, and you guys brought that up. I agree with KMB. Was it you, Richie?
Saving Private Ryan is a great movie. We know this.
He stole my fucking.
No, but it was somebody said it was the best World War II movie.
I think
I think he said that. Yeah,
and I agree with that.
Hell yeah, it is. Hell yeah, that movie is fire. Like now,
best World War II movie ever made, dog.
That movie is amazing. All right, what you got, Mr. JR? All right. With the glasses, with the bifocals.
All right, this movie, Birth Control, the VCs. This movie, I like the movie, but the best part of this movie is the first 30 minutes of it. Full Metal Jacket.
That's a great movie. Damn. Fuck, that's a good
I one. Liked it, but it what made the movie was the first 30 minutes.
Bro, that's a great movie. That movie is amazing. I'm about to keep this shit simple and on subject. I'm going Jarhead Part 1 with Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal. Cuz that movie,
that shit changed my life.
That movie is an accurate depiction of what goes on in the Marine Corps.
Jamie Foxx was the perfect staff sergeant.
Shit was an accurate depiction, bro. Like they got it. They got it on that one.
Fucking It's On Me Now.
Yep, your second round pick.
Shit, I'm just gonna throw this movie out. I know none of y'all are gonna say it, but Platoon with Mel Gibson.
Oh, that's a good one.
I had that shit on my list.
I like that movie. Yeah, Platoon, I had that shit on my list.
That's a classic.
That's not with Mel Gibson. I'm saying the wrong fucking movie. I'm wanting to say Broke. Is it Platoon? It's the.
Platoon
I want to say Broken.
Platoon's an old movie.
That's an old one. This one I'm talking about is an old one, too. I want to say it's.
Platoon's with Charlie Sheen.
That's not the one I'm talking about. The one with Mel Gibson when he's the fighter pilot. So I want to say that's Broken Arrow.
Mel Gibson? Oh, I know which one you're talking about. So wait, you're going to take Platoon back? Or you're going to...
I'll give you the answer. Give me the answer. I'm taking Platoon back.
We Were Soldiers.
We Were Soldiers. Thank you, dog.
We Were Soldiers. That's a good movie.
We Were Soldiers.
That was on my list, too. I read that book. You should read the book. The book is good.
The book is amazing. It doesn't give the movie justice.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, you took Platoon back. I got more picks, though.
What you got, Mr. John? Your second pick.
I read this book, too, and I'm sure you guys are going to like this pick. American Sniper.
For sure. Great Marine.
What's that other sniper movie that came after that? What is it?
Oh, I got it on my list too. These are all classics. These are movies that I watch over and over.
Nah, this is a recent one though. Fuck, it's with the Reaper. The movie with the Reaper. Reaper.
Oh, I don't know that one.
That's the one
you're picking?
Name of the movie. Now, I'm gonna pick Three Kings because that one's funny.
A good war movie.
That's a classic. That's another classic.
Yeah, that's a comedy. Can't be third pick? What you got?
My third round pick is gonna be Fury.
Fury, I like that one.
The tank one.
What you got, J.I.? Mr. J.I., your third round pick.
This is another classic, and I know you guys have watched this. Another Mel Gibson pick. Patriot.
Oh, you bastard.
That's a good one. I forgot about that movie.
That's really one of my top favorite movies too.
I picked this before on the other one, but I don't give a fuck. This movie is so fucking good. Behind Enemy Lines is a good
movie. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's a great movie.
Movie,
bro. I'm sorry. That movie is fucking. That nigga with that crooked ass nose, that nigga is a good actor. That motherfucker is a good actor, bro. Comedy, whatever. That nigga's a good actor. I'm sorry. What you got, man? Fourth round pick, KMB.
All right, so my fourth round war movie, I'm gonna go with Gladiator.
I mean, that counts.
Yeah, that counts.
Hell yeah, it counts.
Roman Soldiers.
It's actually a really good movie. What the fuck was that movie?
Russell Crowe, man. Put him on the...
Dang! Isn't that why you were here?
Oh, that shit was funny as hell, too. He threw the sword at the nigga.
Crazy.
All right, it's me now. I got I'm bringing another classic and Marine Corps. Heartbreak Ridge.
Hey,
oh, you Soldier bastard. Highway. Yeah.
Soldier Highway, bro.
Yeah, Heartbreak Ridge. That's a good one. That's a good one.
At least, but he played a good Marine in that movie.
I'm going, what's that movie with Samuel Jackson? Rules of Engagement.
Rules of Engagement.
That's a fire-ass movie. I seen it in the movie theater with my mom. I don't know why I remember that, but I do.
That's a good-ass movie.
That's a fire-ass movie. I'm sorry. All right, KMB, the last pick. 1, 2, 3, 4. What you got, player?
All right, so my final pick. Does it have to be like a real war movie?
No. Military movie. It's not a war movie. It's a military movie.
I might have to go with Hacksaw Ridge, bro. I said that shit before, but it's a great ass movie.
It is.
Mr. J, the last pick.
My last pick. Damn, I don't know. I got three here that I want to pick from, but you know what? I'm gonna go 13 Hours.
13 Hours.
Great one.
I don't think I've seen that one.
13 that's Hours, that's like the Benghazi shit, right?
Yeah, the Benghazi one with the guy from The Office, Jack Krasinski or whatever his name is. Or John Krasinski or whatever his name is.
Damn, what was that movie? Fuck. Die Had Three Kings behind me. I wasn't engaged, man. What else could I just keep watching over and over again? Damn, you ever said Full Metal Jacket? That movie is... Fuck, that movie's so good.
That shit was addicting.
Damn. I got like three movies that I'm stuck between. Damn. You know what? So, you know what? I'm going to just do that as my honorable mention. But I'm only picking this one just because this was like probably one of the first military war movies that I watched repeatedly as a kid. And it's Pearl Harbor. Literally. I have to take Pearl Harbor, bro. I'm sorry. I have to take Pearl Harbor. This is movies I just watched as a kid, 12 years old. We had this on DVD. I could not stop watching this movie. So I really could not.
Honorable mention. Well, shit, my honorable mention is going to be Glory.
What's your honorable mention, Mr. J.R.?
That was on my one of my picks. Honorable mention, since KMB went Glory, kept it a little old school. I'm gonna go Born on the 4th of July.
That's dope.
Oh,
that's new. Oh no, that's that's when Tom Cruise. His name?
Tom Cruise. Yeah, he's a Marine guy.
Then he get his legs blown off in Vietnam, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, he played a terrible quadriplegic. He wanted to walk so bad in that movie.
You want to walk so bad?
Nah, but it shows like a good depiction of what Marines went through when they came back from Vietnam. Oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I really just I know the movie. I just can't figure out the name, so I'm not gonna lie. I'm actually trying to Google it. It's called The Rock, a Navy SEAL movie.
Oh yeah,
Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery, and that's not a war. That's not a war movie though.
It's not. We're not doing war. We're doing military movies.
Military. Yeah. So
if they use the military in the movie.
The Rock, The Alcatraz. That movie was fucking fire, bro. I'm sorry. That movie is crazy. The Rock. That's what. It's a Navy SEALs. It was on Alcatraz. Yeah, it's a military movie draft, bro. I didn't say war movies. I said military, bro. Yeah. So yeah, that movie right there. Yep. Directed by Michael Bay. That's it right there. The Navy SEALs, bro. Oh my god. That movie is fucking fire, bro. That movie is fire. You said Nicolas Cage was in it? I don't think he was. Oh, yeah.
Yep, Nicolas Cage. Yep.
And Sean Connery. One of the main. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage.
That nigga Ed Harris. That nigga Ed Harris, too, is a good actor. And that one dude, that one black dude's in that movie. That ugly nigga with the big ass ears. He look like you. I don't know his name, but. I think his name was Sergeant. I don't know his name. Sergeant Crisp or something like that. He looked just like whoever that nigga's name is. He's like you. That nigga ugly. Yeah, that movie right there was fire, bro. That was a fire ass movie. That movie right there made me want to be a fucking Navy SEAL. No bullshit. I wanted to be a Navy SEAL, bro. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. When I was a kid, I really wanted to be a Navy SEAL. That was my dream.
I ain't gonna lie. I just wanted to learn how to, you know what I'm saying, be a ninja low key. I was a Bruce Lee watching ass nigga, so I figured. A Marine Corps is like the American Ninjas. Literally.
Well, shit, man. That was a good draft, man. That was a good draft. KB, Saving Private Ryan, We Were Soldiers, Fury, Gladiator, Hacksaw Ridge, Honorable Mention, Glory.
And 300.
Yeah. Full Metal Jacket. Great fucking classic Marine Corps fucking pick. American Sniper, Patriot. What was the other one? Ridge? What was the Ridge one you picked?
Heartbreak Ridge.
Heartbreak Ridge, 13 Hours. What was the July honorable mention?
Born on the 4th of July.
And then I picked Jarhead, Three Kings, Behind Enemy Lines, Rules of Engagement, Pearl Harbor, honorable mention, The Rock. Damn, I had some fire-ass picks. There's some hitters right there. Hey, man, this is a good-ass little pod. We got part one and part two. I'm going to try to get these up by tonight, but I'm off tomorrow from work, so I'll get them up by tomorrow for sure, at least one of them. So appreciate y'all niggas, man.
Oh, I appreciate you guys letting me on. You know, anytime you guys need a fill-in, I'm here and available. So I'll appreciate you all. Thank you for having me on.
That's a Fendi fact. Yeah. JR is a motherfucking friend of the pod. You a friend of the motherfucking pod.
These Marine Corps pods are going to be crazy. They're going to be like this every time. This was crazy. I was not expecting us to talk for this long. Nigga. We started at 8 o'clock. It's 12:30. This is crazy, bro. But we went for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Shit, we all right, long. Niggas.
It's one of them Joe Rogan pods.
Yeah.
All right,
bro. Have a good night, brothers. Appreciate you.
Not your normal dad's podcast. Marine Corps cast, hoorah, devil dog, all that shit, nigga. Fuck the army. Go suck a dick.
Stay black. Don't die.
Don't die.